Unit 12. Business and Economics. Reading 2.
A need for censorship in advertising? Most people admit that what we see in the media affects the way we think and act, and most agree the media has a negative effect on children. Violence in television programs and movies is said to stimulate violent behavior in children. Over the years, some leaders have suggested creating laws to help protect children from exposure to inappropriate TV shows and movies. In particular, a report by the Federal Trade Commission of the United States examined how violent entertainment was marketed to children. It was surprising that companies routinely target children as their primary audience, even when movies and games are rated inappropriate for young people. This report upset people all over the country, including politicians, who responded by calling for new laws to regulate entertainment industries. But it is not easy to create such laws. The U.S. Constitution guarantees freedom of the press and freedom of speech. It has always been difficult to balance the power of laws against the freedoms of individuals and companies. So, rather than create new laws, the entertainment industry was told to regulate itself. This was actually the same solution suggested in the early 1970s, when people first became concerned about advertisements. There were protests against many advertisers at that time. People claimed that some ads were not true, and also that children should not be exposed to ads for cigarettes and alcohol. So, the national advertising community devised a plan to avoid possible censorship by the government. Advertisers agreed to set up a new agency called the National Advertising Review Council, NARC. People from within the industry would review ads of all companies. NARC's official purpose is to maintain standards of truth, accuracy, morality, and social responsibility in advertising. There are two branches within the organization. The National Advertising Division, NAD, is like a police force, investigating complaints of false advertising and then working with the advertiser to correct a false ad. The other branch is the National Advertising Review Board, NARB. It reviews cases in which the NAD and advertisers cannot agree. The NARC is run by various national advertising associations. This type of self-regulation avoids the problems of government censorship. The NARC is not the only way the advertising industry regulates itself. The media in which advertising appears also works as a kind of censor. Television stations all have departments for reviewing ads before the ads are allowed to be shown on the air. This is true for radio stations as well. Likewise, magazines and newspapers review ads before publication. They want to make sure both the products and the content are appropriate for their audiences. In fact, some publications even go so far as to test every advertised product to make sure the claims in the ads are true. A third level of regulation exists with the advertisers themselves. Advertising agencies want the public to have confidence in their ads. Therefore, most advertisers rely on market research to verify the claims made in advertisements. If consumers learn about misleading claims, they can sue the advertisers. This is why most large advertising agencies employ in-house lawyers for reviewing ads. In addition, the advertising industry has several national associations that keep an eye on the practices of all advertisers. All of the above levels of self-regulation have created a fairly reliable system for maintaining a high standard of advertising in the United States. Government intercession is not necessary. The chairman of the Federal Trade Commission claims the advertising industry has the best self-regulatory system of any industry in the United States.